解决纠纷难道只能打官司？不用那么麻烦，上您传授三字诀 ADR 诉讼外纷争解决机制，像是邻居纷争、消费争议、劳资问题或甚至医疗纠纷，都可以利用 ADR 来解决，程序简单有效率，并且不用花大钱，方便、快速又和谐。遇到纠纷选择 ADR， 不必打官司，让你省时又省钱。
以上广告由司法院提供。
Vice President-elect Shelby Kim has been on a low-key tour of the U.S. and Europe to boost democratic partnerships. Over the weekend, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs published photos of Shell with leaders of the European Parliament, as well as her itinerary in Europe, which included closed-door meetings with two presidential candidates in Lithuania. Observers say that diplomatic affairs that used to be kept low-key are now being made public, reflecting the warming of relations between Taiwan and the EU.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs made public some photos of Vice President-elect Shelby Kim together with political heavyweights from the U.S., Europe, and other countries. Among them were Czech Senate Speaker Miloš Vystrčil, Acting Speaker of the Chamber of Deputies Jan Bartoszek, and others. In addition to speaking at think tanks in the Czech Republic, Poland, and Lithuania, Shell met with two presidential candidates in Lithuania behind closed doors. She was also invited by First Vice President of the European Parliament, Othmar Karas, to a gathering of more than 30 European Parliament members.
This trip is the first time that a vice president-elect from Taiwan has been invited to visit Europe before taking office. It demonstrates that Taiwan and the EU are partners that share similar concepts and values. At the same time, Taiwan will refine and develop cooperation with the EU in various fields.
Originally, MOFA kept the information about Xiao's overseas trip under wraps. It was not until European politicians released photos of the meetings that MOFA followed suit. An observer says that things that had to be kept low-key in the past are now gradually being made public, reflecting the continued warming of relations between Taiwan and the EU.
Politicians in some countries don't really care, or they don't shy away from showing their support for Taiwan and publicly expressing their welcome to Taiwanese who visit their countries. I think this is a clear trend.
The growing friendship between Taiwan and the EU is evident. At the end of last month, the European Parliament passed two annual reports that cover foreign, security, and defense policy. One resolution states that neither Taiwan nor China is subordinate to the other. On March 25th, Vice President of the European Parliament Heidi Hautala and head of the European Parliament's Delegation for Relations with China, Reinhard Bütikofer, will lead a delegation to Taiwan and will also meet with President Tsai Ing-wen on the same day. Observers say that Xiao's current trip is meant to pave the way for further diplomatic work after her inauguration in May.
Because Shelby Kim already has a good relationship with the U.S., I think her relationship with Europe must be strengthened. There will be many foreign guests at her inauguration on May 20th. If the quality and quantity of those foreign guests exceed previous levels, then it will show the results of 8 years of diplomatic work.
There are many achievements that the Tsai administration made in the last 8 years, and one manifestation is the support of Taiwan shown by the West.
DPP legislator Li Bo-yi has proposed an amendment to the Military Service for Officers and Non-Commissioned Officers of the Armed Forces Act to stipulate that after female non-commissioned officers retire, they must also be placed in the reserves and be included in reserves management. Under the current regulations, female volunteer soldiers who retire from the military are placed in the reserves just as their male counterparts are. However, female officers and non-commissioned officers can decide for themselves whether they want to be placed in the reserves, and this policy has been seen as being inconsistent with the principle of equality. Lion Air Flight 395, scheduled to take off from Tokyo's Narita Airport at 8:25 p.m. on Saturday, was grounded after a jet bridge struck its windshield, leaving it cracked. A former pilot said the situation is very rare and that the windshield can easily be replaced. However, since the accident occurred just before the airport's curfew hours, no crew were on hand to carry out the repairs, leaving passengers stranded overnight. Some choose to sleep on the floor of the airport, while others booked last-minute seats on an EVA Air flight to Taipei.
You give us a limit of money. How much you can pay? Like 5,000 one day? Just tell me one day and we find by ourselves.
No, we just, you know, talking about that, you know, regardless of money.
Thailand's budget carrier Lion Air was forced to cancel a Taipei-bound flight from Japan's Narita International Airport on Saturday after the plane was struck by a jet bridge. Passengers were forced to deplane and some were stranded at the airport overnight. Flight SL395 was originally scheduled to depart from Narita at 8:25 p.m. and arrive at the airport in Taoyuan at 11:30 p.m. before continuing on to Bangkok. However, ground crew noticed damage to the cockpit windshield and had the flight grounded. Commenting on the broken windshield, a former pilot in Taiwan said the situation is very rare.
No matter how the jet bridge moves, it's still not oval like the fuselage. So the fact that it can hit the cockpit window is very strange.
Since the accident occurred just before Narita Airport's curfew hours, passengers were required to move to the airport's first floor, and there were no services available to them. Neither was there public transportation available to take people into the city. Anyone choosing to ride a taxi into the city would be faced with a fare of 25,000 yen. Some chose to purchase new airline tickets back to Taiwan through EVA Air, while others decided to sleep on the floor of the airport.
If there had been the needed materials and the ability to replace the glass, you could do so quite quickly. If there's even a small crack, the plane can't take off. It's a very serious issue.
Some of the stranded passengers also complained that nearby hotels were fully booked, ruling out a hotel stay as a possible solution. However, ground crew said compensation from the airline would not be likely, as the incident was airport-related and not the fault of the airline.
With the average cost of electricity set to rise by 11% in April, medical facilities estimate that their annual operating expenses could increase by 3 billion NT. Clinic and hospital directors have called on the central government to freeze electricity rates or provide subsidies. The health ministry says it'll meet with clinic and hospital administrators this week to discuss the issue.
This is what they are asking, and we are evaluating to what extent a rise in energy costs will affect their operations. We have also conveyed their concerns to the Executive Yuan. Of course, national policies as a whole must be taken into consideration.
Health officials say that smaller hospitals are more prone to be affected by energy price increases, and so they would likely get priority if subsidies are to be issued. As Taiwan's demographic changes, older adults have become a major driving force of the fitness industry. But senior clients have unique physical limitations, and their progress may be slower compared to younger adults. To meet the needs of this group, fitness trainers need specialized training. Today in our Sunday special report, we meet certified professionals who guide seniors toward healthier and more vibrant lives.
Despite the rain, these students have gathered right on time for the 10 a.m. muscle conditioning class.
脚跟在地上。
Look close and you'll see they're not your usual gym buffs. Many are silver-haired retirees. The average age of the class is 75. Seniors today are more eager than ever before to take classes to stay fit, but effective instruction requires specialized knowledge.
I study physical education in school, but I wasn't an athlete myself. I focused on the theoretical side. In Taiwan, there are quite a few courses for senior fitness trainers, but they don't all provide certification.
by law, fitness trainers for the elderly aren't required to hold certification, but certification is still the main way of assessing a trainer's abilities.
我们在应征教练的时候主要有设定三个项目。那第一个就是教练他本身要有三年以上的教学经验。
When we're looking to hire a trainer, we look for three things. The first is at least 3 years of coaching experience. The second is certification as a senior fitness specialist. The third is actual experience teaching seniors.
往后坐，但是膝盖一直打开。
In Taiwan, there are two types of certification for senior fitness specialists, national and private. National certification is issued by the Sports Administration. It's been available since 2013, but is notoriously hard to pass. To date, fewer than 1,500 people have obtained it. In comparison, private certifications are more accessible and varied, with at least 10 organizations offering them.
准备要抬膝盖啊。
One of them is the Health and Exercise Association ROC. It runs a two-day certification workshop for senior fitness specialists. The final exam is 2 hours long, covering both theoretical and practical components. Today, one of the proctors is Ruby, a trainer herself. She says the test doesn't just assess professional expertise.It also factors in interpersonal skills and the ability to communicate effectively.
首先就称呼他们很重要，千万不要叫阿伯阿姨。
First off, how you address the students is very important. Never call them uncle or auntie. Call them brother or sister. After that, you've got your small talk. Have you eaten? And how do you sleep last night? You have to engage with them. After that, you've got to play music.Music that old people like. That's a handy trick of the trade.
As more seniors take up exercise, courses for trainers are on the rise. Certified trainers enjoy a strong career outlook. She wraps up warm and grabs her microphone. Then she's off on her scooter, zipping through the streets and alleys. 34-year-old Wang Tingyuan is a traveling fitness instructor for the Taipei City government. She mainly leads aerobics classes for seniors, focusing on overall physical form.
现在就跟着我们一起把我们的手指肌肉做一些活动吧。好，来右脚准备踩四下，行春春行，蹦蹦连耳后，都是为了你。
Wang has been a fitness trainer for 15 years. In order to teach seniors, she obtained multiple qualifications, including one in senior health and wellness. She's also certified in physical conditioning for special populations.
我觉得理解特殊族群在他这个病况，比如说糖尿病的对象。
I think it's important to understand special populations and the physical conditions they might have. For example, some might have diabetes, and some might have osteoporosis or arthritis. Their bodies might be limited by these real conditions, and trainers need to understand that to a certain degree. Only then can trainers know that their students can't do certain things. For instance, most people can lift their arms to this height. Why can't they do it?With that understanding, we can provide safer training exercises that fall within their restricted range of movement.
Even with her string of certifications, Wang says that what's key to teaching seniors is communication and establishing trust.
哎，很好。
其实刚开始，我以前是不会讲泰语的人，所以我十年前就是进入到乐龄的这个据点的时候，我就发现。
When I first started out, I was someone who could not speak Taiwanese. 10 years ago, when I arrived at the first service location for seniors, I discovered that they would sometimes speak to me in Taiwanese. So when I went home, I memorized the Taiwanese terms for various joints in the body. They would correct me, and I found that to be great fun. I said,I'll teach you how to exercise, and you can teach me Taiwanese.
A Over the years, Wang has earned trust and won hearts in her senior classes. She's taken her students on adventures to try stand-up paddleboarding. To them, she's like a beloved family member.
感觉非常好。那个圆圆老师啊，哦，他都对一直都是这样子。
Learning with her is great. Teacher Yuan Yuan is just go 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 throughout the entire class, and she gets along with us so well.
啊，圆圆大概八年有了，像我们家小孩。
We've known Yuan Yuan for about 8 years now. She's like our own child, and she keeps us in good shape. I'm already in my 80s, but I'm fit as a fiddle.
But as older adults develop chronic diseases or other medical issues, they become prone to feeling sore after exercise. That soreness can create a reluctance to keep exercising. Instead, students might seek out medication from a doctor.
所以我们其实一直很希望可以创造一个跟医师，然后跟物理治疗师，然后指导员的一个三项的一个管道。
What we really want to do is create a three-part care pathway from doctor to physiotherapist to fitness trainer. After injured seniors complete rehabilitation, they will need to start restorative training. At that point, the responsibility can then fall on the fitness trainer, who works with the seniors to strengthen the muscles and improve physical movements to help adjust their fitness.I think that this is the way to provide comprehensive care.
台湾健保很特别，拿药很便宜。
Taiwan's healthcare system is unique. It makes medication very cheap and accessible, and so many chronic diseases are routinely treated with medication. At first, one pill is prescribed, and if it's not effective, another pill is added. You'll find that many older adults leave the hospital like they had just gone to the supermarket. There's a bag of medication in one hand, another bag in the other, altogether containing a dozen types of medication.
Sports medicine physician Zheng Wenzhi specializes in treating chronic diseases. Besides providing the usual clinical care, Zheng can also write exercise prescriptions for his patients. He believes that drugs can target diseases, but that only exercise can heal the person.
就因为做这些研究以后发现，哎，第一个运动有效。就是运动真的可以当作药。
From conducting these studies, I have found that exercise is effective. That exercise can really be a form of medication. Doctors before us have long known that medications interact with each other. If exercise is a form of medication, then it will also interact with the actual medication. Doctors have to understand the interaction of the two. They can increase the amount of exercise on the one hand, and on the other, reduce the amount of actual medication.
会容易饿，容易饿。OK， 这个要注意，这个就要看你的用药。这个时候我要调整，尤其有些药会让你血糖变太低，才会饿。那如果还没在看药之前，那你那个药单最好给力哦。
Zheng first asks the patient about his daily routine and medication intake. Then he writes a prescription for exercise, which the patient can take to a partner fitness center.
其实就是看，我们按照
Basically, we follow the exercise prescription. Once it's done, the data is recorded, and Dr. Zheng is consulted about whether adjustments should be made.
Through the power of exercise, seniors can not only improve their health, but lighten Taiwan's medical burden. Senior-focused trainers play a pivotal role in making that happen.
其实我真的觉得这个工作很辛苦，但是这个工作能够帮助到很多的人。
I do feel that this job is quite hard, but through my job, I can also help a lot of people.All of us trainers have a sports background. Since we have the specialty, this expertise, why not use it for good in more places to be a ray of light for more communities and society?
两位老师在家了哈，啊，等一下呢，哈，有任何动作，我们都会随时下去帮大家调整哦。
As a senior fitness culture grows, more professional trainers are joining the ranks, providing a way to be active and thrive even in old age.
Parrots are a common pet in Taiwan, but have you ever seen a pet pigeon? Ms. Chen from Pingdong's Changzhi Township has a beloved pet pigeon who barely leaves her shoulder. She takes it on walks to the park, and it understands hand gestures. Her fiancé's father, Lin Changtian, is a pigeon-keeping expert. He explained to FTV how keeping a pigeon is hard work, and you need to start training it on day one.
I take it out whenever I have time for walks. It stands on my shoulders. It's very well behaved.
It flies up onto Miss Chen's shoulder at a hand signal. But this is not an ordinary pet bird. It's a pigeon, just like the ones you see in the park.
Nobody keeps pigeons. Suddenly I thought, I think I could keep one as a pet.
The little black bird is very smart and friendly, and even follows his owner's commands. Miss Chen's father-in-law-to-be is, in fact, a pigeon-keeping expert in Pingdong.
You have to start feeding it when it's tiny, put it on you and give it food, make it follow you around, then it will be constantly getting to know you.
Most pigeons are kept for racing rather than as pets. If you want a pigeon to know you personally, you need to develop a rapport with them when they're very young.
Pigeons are not as intelligent as parrots. You need them to get used to your voice, the shape and color of you, and the way you move. Then your movements will make them recognize you.
Rarely do we see a pigeon and a person as close as this. But becoming such good friends with the little bird has been a precious and memorable experience for Miss Chen.
Well, the sun came out over the weekend with summer-like weather. The mercury reached 30 degrees in the north and 36 degrees in southern Taiwan, but things will start to change on Tuesday when the northeast monsoon picks up again. Northern and northeastern regions will see rainfall with lows of 17 degrees in the north. Central and southern regions will not be affected as much, but large temperature swings between day and nighttime are expected.
The warmth we felt on Sunday was not much different from that of summer. The hottest places were still in central and southern Taiwan, especially regions south of Zhonghua. The Central Weather Administration also issued high temperature notifications for these areas. On Tuesday, a front will pass through quickly, and as the front passes, there will be rainfall, and the wind direction will shift to a northeasterly wind, so it will be cooler.
Spring's changing weather also affected the outlying Jingmen County, where dense fog lowered visibility. Jingmen Airport had to be shut down with all departing flights canceled Sunday morning.